Kicks
106.5. Hello?
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 Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Okay. At least you're there. Jess has the immune system of a gnat.
Not a gnat.
I don't know how their immunity is. What's a animal that has a poor immunity system? I'm sure there's someone listening, a teacher, when hopefully you guys are on spring break.
Jess Dutra.
A scientist. Yeah, she may just have her own immunity system. I haven't been keeping up with her sick days. We should play a game at the beginning of every year where we're like, guess how many sick days Jess will have this year? And usually, it's so funny, I'm typically the one that was like the sickly one on the show, and I don't know why recently I've been like the well one, but...
You know, I don't think it's that she's sick more. Like when I get sick for like a week. Yeah. I think hers are just more like...
Spread out.
Yeah. It was the tease of her like... coming back for a day.
Yeah.
She's like, she had a migraine, like, and then now she's like and comes actually back and sick and, with a cold.
Yeah.
She's going through it.
Yeah, man. So what's up? It's us. It's me and Charlotte. So today is going to be
chaos again.
Wild show.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do our Would You Rather Wednesday. It's where we give you two scenarios. They're both kind of unfortunate, but you got to choose Would You Rather This or Would You Rather That. This week was the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. Officially, it's the start of summer's here.
Wow.
And so with it being now officially summer, would you rather summer feel like it was literally 5 minutes long? Because it's already flying by. Let's be honest. July 4th is next week.
That's insane. That's genuinely insane.
Like what? I've got nothing planned. We're already planning back to school stuff, which is like, what in the world? We just got here. Like, I'm just like, what?
You're skipping several things.
I'm stressing, man. Like, we're already talking radiothon for next year. I'm like, what in the world? Like,
no. Whoa, that's a no for me.
Can't do that, man.
Not yet.
Or... it can feel like a pretty normal, just normal, not slow, not just normal, but every vacation you take gets rained out.
Okay.
So would you rather, and I'm talking, it doesn't matter the season, so every vacation you ever go on, that whole entire year has to get rained out.
Oh, the whole year?
The whole year, not just summer vacation.
Okay.
So would you rather your summer feel like, so while you're here, or whatever you do for the summer, it feels just like it flies by 5 minutes, like boom, it's over. Or every vacation that you take for the year gets rained out, no matter where you go, what you do. All right. Oh well, Jessica's not here, so we'll go to Charlotte. She passes today. Yes, sure.
The rain is cinematic. I actually love the rain, and I feel like you just have to like lock into pretending like you're in like an early 2000s music video, and you'll have a good time. So I'm going rainy vacation, like Paris in the rain, cute. London in the rain. Seattle in the rain, New York, I'll take it.
I don't know. When I was in Aruba for Thanksgiving and it rained half the time, I felt, because I think when you spend, it depends on where you're going, right?
Yeah, I guess if you're going to the beach, like that's kind of sad.
Yes, right. And like you like spent money to get there and then you just like sit inside the whole time and it's like, wait, what? Like this is the vacation? Just worked my ass off for like 50 weeks of the year and I gotta go sit inside my hotel room.
That's true. That's fair.
So I think, honestly, oh man, but I love summer so much.
I know. It's hard.
I guess I'll take. See, I don't think through my answer before I mean, this is a diabolical question. Sucks for having to answer this question. Then I'm like, oh my God, I have to answer the question. I guess I'll still take rained out vacations, honestly, because I do love summer so much. All right, which one are you going for? Like, summer flies by 5 minutes long, or are you going to go for rainy vacations all year long?
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The Sail 250 Maryland Air Show in Baltimore is this weekend, so it's going to bring tall ships, military vessels, and also some flight and air restrictions. So you're going to be able to see tall ships in the harbor this weekend and air show performances, all as a part of America's 250th birthday celebration. So we expect a lot of large crowds. There's going to be temporary flight restrictions around the event, and then there's also going to be drones prohibited this weekend throughout the festivities just to keep people safe, so heads up about that if you are a drone flyer in Baltimore.
I would say more too, like traffic's gonna be nuts down there.
Yeah.
So just
mentally, prepare for all that. of that chaos.
Yeah, for sure.
Number two.
Little Caesars has unveiled a Webberoni pizza ahead of the new Spider-Man movie. So Little Caesars and Spider-Man teamed up to launch what they're calling this Webberoni pizza, which features shredded pepperoni and cheese arranged to look like a spider web that's going to sell for $8.99, which honestly feels like a pretty good deal compared to most things right now.
The problem is, like, I'm sure, and I've seen the picture, but I'm sure the picture looks really cool a bit, but it's like every, like, promotional picture you see, and then you go, you buy the thing.
That's true.
And it never looks like the thing.
I'd be curious how it actually turns out,
It won't look that cool, you know? That's the problem. It won't look that cool. It's like, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, when you buy the ice cream off the ice cream truck, it's like, this is supposed to look like, I don't know, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right, and it looks like a demon from your nightmares.
You're like, wait, what?
But
this is awful.
If you buy it, you do at least get special Spider-Man themed packaging and limited edition collectible posters while supplies last.
Right,
number one.
So Netflix has set this immersive horror video game called Unhinged, starring Zoe Kravitz, Sadie Sink, and Troy Baker. And this sounds really cool. So they already have had a few games on there, like interactive, but this is going to be a new one called Unhinged, and it comes out June 30th. And it's designed to make you feel like you're playing through a horror movie. So you use your phone as a flashlight and controller while the action plays out on the TV in front of you. So you're going to get phone calls and texts from characters appearing in real time, like on your phone. And so for horror fans that aren't gamers, there's even a story mode where you can't die and you can just experience the plot if that sounds a little too intense for you. But basically, you can think of it as Netflix trying to blur the line between watching a scary movie and starring in one.
No, I think that's, I don't know. Some of this stuff has become so intense nowadays. Like, and I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting older, you know? I used to love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like in my 20s, I was like, yeah. Now, like, my body always feels like I'm literally dying when I'm doing these things.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even, like, sleep.
Like, I can't handle
this. I can't watch scary movies anymore. I can't, like, I can't even, like roller coasters out. Scary movies out. And I don't know if it's, like, and being more serious, like, I don't know if this is post-assault where, like, my body just changed, like, what my fear factors actually are, you know? Or if, like, it's getting older. Like, is that a thing? At a certain age, do you feel like you can't handle intense movies anymore? Because I could, like, again, 20s, 30s, loved it. I feel like I turned 40 and I was like, my body's like, I can't do
this
anymore.
But I know so many horror fans, like major horror fans in their 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on like the person.
It could be.
You know?
We're going to do something new today called Confess Your Crash Out. Confess Your Crash. I feel like that almost needs like music done. Like confess, what's like the wrong? Probably the... confess your crash out, and you do the same. Your last crash out, your last meltdown, what was it? We'll start with Charlotte. Confess your crash out.
There was this guy, and Kramer was like, he is definitely going to hurt your feelings. And I was like, no, I'm not going to crash out. Like, I'm not that invested in it. And then, like, he did ghost me, like Kramer said he was going to. And then I did, in fact, crash out. But then he was like, oh, actually, I wasn't ghosting you. And
what did I say?
And then Kramer was like, no, he's going to do it again. And I was like, nah. I think I actually just jumped the gun.
He's different.
And then he actually is actively ghosting me again. So I'm more mad than anything that I have to say Kramer was right. And
wait, somebody write that down.
Out.
What's the date? The 24th. Kramer was
right.
It
happened once.
Well, I think we need to keep a diary of whenever I'm right.
All right, that's one tally.
Somebody write it down.
I've known you.
There's got to be somebody listening that's really good at bookkeeping and stuff like that. So, Kramer was right on the 24th of June. Thank you very much.
About a diabolical man being diabolical because you personal experience.
I know a diabolical man when I see one. And,
no, exactly. When Kramer tells you a man is not the vibe, you better listen. You better listen if it's coming from the Kramers. What about you?
Man, so I think you know you're crashing out when you get that look from somebody else when you're like, oh, I think I'm being crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, oh, okay,
man,
buddy.
Mine yesterday came from our boss, and I could tell he knew I was like not doing well. We have this pet project coming up called All Paws Home, and it's funny of all things to crash out about like a pet adoption process.
No, yeah.
If you weren't here last year for this, it's called All Paws Home, and we had this crazy idea to help our friends over at Barks try to get 106 pet adoptions in a day, where their biggest day before was like half of that basically. And I was like, okay, they were having a rough summer last year, and we were like, okay, we'll come in and try to do 106, you know, for a mixed 106. We'll try to do it, and it was a really big success. You guys did 125 adoptions, and so we're gonna try to do it again this year, right? Well, Barks just went through like a hell of a couple of weeks over there at the shelter, and they had a parvo outbreak. And so they haven't been able to do adoptions or intakes or anything. So things are really bad over there. Well, it falls right on the heels of us bringing back All Paws Home for 2026. So
timing's stressful.
Timing is a little bit stressful. Yeah. And I feel like all of this pressure really falls on us to pull this off this year. And last year, listen, honestly, last year we were all just kind of playing around. Like, if we didn't, I didn't think we were going to actually get 106.
The vibes were very silly goofy last year.
It was so silly goofy. It was so silly goofy, y'all. It was so silly goofy because no one thought we were going to be able to pull it off. And like, even after I said it and told Barks that we could do it very confidently, I was even like, meh, I don't even know if we can pull this off. And they didn't really even, I don't think they even really expected us to do it. This year, like, they need us to do it. So I'm sitting there with our boss yesterday and I'm like, yo, I don't know that we can pull this off this year because last year there was no expectation of us doing it. This year, like, Barks needs us to actually get these animals out the door because things have been so bad over there. So yeah, I could like see in his face as I'm trying to describe all this to him, and I'm like, I think I'm crashing out right now. So if you didn't hear, we are bringing back All Paws Home for this year. It's going to be the July 11th this year over at Barks. If you can find it in your heart, and this is, if you hear me sounding a little panicked, it's because I'm a little bit panicked. I'm crashing out again.
Please come or I'm going to have to deal with the crash out literally all year.
Everyone
is. I'm literally begging all of Baltimore to come right now, for me particularly.
We're just looking for anybody here in the city that can adopt, or more importantly, I think where these get more exciting is people that can foster a pet for just, it could be for a weekend.
Yeah.
That's just bringing a pet into your home. Like, who doesn't want to play with a puppy for a weekend? Like, that just sounds fun for anybody because that honestly can just help get the pet out of the shelter for a little bit of time, help reset their nervous system, give them a new situation to be seen in, and then somebody who can adopt then can come take them from your home. It's a really awesome feel-good project. I mean, of all the things I've done in 25 years of radio, this is the one that I look back on. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Last year it was. This year it's like a must. So it's called All Paws Home. Just start, you know, thinking, hey, can I do this? Like, is it time for a new pet? Like, could we just maybe, you know, bring a, you know, a foster pet into our home for a couple of days because we love pets and we could just be a part of this project because Barks really needs us. It's called All Paws Home. Our friends over at FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, and Air Conditioning down in Glen Burnie are stepping in a big way this year too, so thank you to those guys. Think about it. July 11th. Really need your help on that, and we're going to keep harassing you guys about it for the next couple of weeks because we really need your help, okay?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Right now, though, $1,000 in free gas from Rofo. Caller 10 is playing. Hi, who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, you're number 10.
Wow.
Oh.
I was just number 6, so I didn't expect to get back.
Well, you got back. You're here. You want to play or no? It's up to you. I mean, we can go to number
11.
Oh, yeah.
No,
All right.
I was just caller 6 and called right back and got 10, so
How it went. That was just the luck of the draw today. I mean, some people literally will try this for months and months and months. Wait, you've played before, though, Amy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I have.
Well, welcome back. It's good to hear you. All right. Well, it's me and you today. Jess is out sick today, so it's going to be you and I. We're going to go for these 7 trivia questions. You have 60 seconds to answer these. You get them all right, you win that $1,000 Royal Farm gift card. You get one wrong, you mispronounce one, you take longer than 60 seconds, we're going to buzz you out. You know, pass on the ones you don't know, and then we're going to come back at the end if there's time. Amy, you ready to go?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number 1. Which fast food chain is known for its Blizzard desserts?
Dairy Queen.
Correct. Question number 2. The lyrics, baby, drop them keys, hurry up before your taxi leaves, is from which song?
Pass.
Question number 3. How many days are in March and April combined?
March. 61.
Correct. Question number 4. What is the name of the person who killed Abraham Lincoln? Kind of dark, but who killed Abraham Lincoln?
Booth?
I'll take it. Question number 5. What is the name of Apple's web browser? Apple's web browser is what?
Oh, crud.
Apple's web browser.
Can't pass.
Question number 6. What is a group of lines in a poem called? What is a group of lines in a poem called?
Lyrics.
It's not lyrics. Oh. No, it's a stanza is what we're looking for. That's what
Okay.
And not bad. You came in. My favorite part about you, your phone's very clear. Yesterday, I was like, wait, what are you saying? So I appreciate this this connection we have. All right, let's go back to the top. Baby, Drop Them Keys, Hurry Up Before Your Taxi Leaves is Irreplaceable by Beyonce, by the way.
Okay.
Apple's web browser is Safari. And the stanza one we know. How about this one? Question number 7 is, what is the real name of the Flash? Do you know? The Flash
is
Barry Allen. Would have wrapped up this round today. Amy, how many times have you played before? You're really good at this.
A couple of times. I actually was the very first person to play when you guys switched the game over.
Oh, my gosh. And here you still are. How about that? Yo, let's clap. Let's clap. She's back, baby. She's still here. She's still here. She's still playing. Yeah. All right, Amy. Well, you're still here. We appreciate the loyalty to the game. We'll come back tomorrow. We're going to have 7 new trivia questions.
You.
All right. Have a great day, Amy.
You too.
Amy's got places to go. All right. Amy's out. There goes Amy, y'all. You should download the Rofo Rewards app, especially if you go to Rofo a lot. Even if you don't, just do it for us because we appreciate y'all. You're going to get exclusive deals every single day from Rofo. So just text the word Rofo, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
You ask the question.
Hey.
We can't hide.
It's the Hot Seat with Kramer and Jess.
All right, tell me this new rule sounds fair. If you're sick and miss a week, you automatically have to go the next week.
Oh, that's evil.
That's all
or
the-
you get like double entries for your name the next week. That's fair, I think. That actually is fair.
Let's all vote on that. If you're down for that, say aye. If no, say nay. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Aye.
All right, well, that just passed unanimously. Jess is out today, so it's going to be Char and I going in the hot seat. Have you heard this segment yet? It's kind of new on the show. Basically, we're saying, you know, you guys come on here and, like, spill your guts every single week. So, like, why shouldn't we give you the same service back? So, if you'll call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess, leave a question for us. Like, make it as juicy as you want. Or maybe it's just something you're just kind of curious about. You know, you're like, whatever happened to this or that? Or just listen, it's your segment. Like, do what you want, right?
You got power.
We only get 3 passes a year, so we have to use them wisely. But I don't know that anyone's going to be able to come up with a pass question. What I'm learning is like...
we're all shameless?
We're pretty shameless.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
So get crazier, guys.
Yeah. So we had to adjust the wheel today where it's just going to be me and Char. Let's spin the wheel of names and figure out who's in the hot seat today. Here we go. Hot seat time. Wait, didn't say it.
Why is it?
Oh,
not
Charlotte.
Oh, there you go. I don't know why it took
Charlotte.
So long.
Scary.
I was like, all right, y'all. Charlotte's in the hot seat. Let's pull up our Charlotte question from your voicemails. And question for Charlotte. Here we go. All right, question for Charlotte. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jenny from Baltimore. I have a hot seat question for Charlotte. Have you hooked up with Mr. Poop since the last time you talked about him on the podcast?
Oh, my God. Not bringing Uncensored to the air. That's so mean.
Wow. We probably need to define that for some people. That sounds very jarring to some people.
Oh, yeah. We probably should give some context. So,
Jenny, great question, by the way. The question is, have you hooked up with Mr. Poop?
So Mr. Poop is our name
or
for...
pass.
No, I ain't no way I'm passing. Mr. Poop is our name for someone that went to my high school who... this one night, like a year ago, we had been going on dates and he was like, you know, you can like crash at my place and stuff, which is, you know, great because at the time I didn't live in the city.
Right.
So...
yeah, Charlotte.
So...
or you can pass.
So no, I'm locked in. So he was like, I'm so sorry. I actually have to poop and I really don't want you to be there for
like,
that.
After he already invited her to stay over.
Yeah. So at that point I had to like walk back to my car.
The worst
at midnight,
walk of shame ever.
Like literally the worst walk of shame. And I was so over it. I was so over it, guys. Like I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
So
you were done with this guy.
Then I moved back to the city and I immediately did do that. In my defense, I had just gotten out of a 3-year on and off long distance relationship. And
so what you're saying is Mr. Poop is still
He actually just texted me.
No,
last
night. You're lying. You're lying.
I'm not. I'm
so
not.
You're telling me that a man can literally kick you out of his house.
No,
after he
I don't want
you.
Anyone to think that this is my standard. This was.
So what is it?
It's also complicated because
or
he's
you
like
can pass.
Kind of my friend and like friends with my friends. So I think I'm being nicer than I would typically be. So
well, this
unfortunately,
might, that's where you're at right now.
Yep.
This might be a great time to plug the Kramer and Jess Uncensored
yep.
podcast too, because it's a little different than the radio show as well. We'll answer by the
way. My housemate literally just texted me in all caps, "You deserve better than Mr. Pooh."
And you do. And that, you know what? That's a life lesson for all of us.
For all of
we
us.
Really do deserve Mr. better than Mr. Poop. All right, there's Hot Seat. Get your question in for next week, too. 855 Kramer Jess. Let's have a very dumb debate. Who's got the best free bread at restaurants? The best free bread. And I think we can kind of debate that between each other. Let me give you some options because maybe like you're not really thinking of them off the top of your head. Cheesecake Factory, they'll bring you out some free bread. Red Lobster will bring you out. Those Cheddar Bay biscuits are delicious, too. I know.
That might change my answer.
It's a good
thinking.
Contender. Yeah. Olive Garden, those
so
ooh,
good,
solid,
so
right? Texas Roadhouse, think
so
about the
good.
Butter. Those are really good ones. Let me think a few more. Boston Market has free bread. I haven't been there.
R.I.P. my girl.
In a while, did they still have Boston
I
Markets?
Think she's like kind of defunct now.
Did they close down? They may not.
I honestly love and miss her.
I think Cracker Barrel brings you out. And again, I don't know if that's
so
still a
long.
Thing or not. Longhorn Steakhouse will bring you out free bread. And if we're forgetting anybody and you want to argue your favorite free bread, let us know. 410-583-1065. Really dumb debate this morning. Charlotte, your like the best free bread, but you really got to argue why it's the best out of all the free breads.
Okay, so at first I was thinking Cheesecake Factory, but then I remembered Red Lobster.
I know.
Because like the thing is, I wasn't really thinking that of as like bread because it's a biscuit, but
right.
like
the Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
Anything that has cheese baked into it
it's
is
solid.
Automatically going to take the win for me.
It's
like,
solid.
It has some extra just like oomph that none of the rest have. It's got the seasoning, the cheese. Like, I think, yeah, I'm definitely going that
of
one.
Of
all
the free breads. Because again, if you could only, if only one free bread can survive.
Yeah, I'm absolutely
that's the one
that
you're going to go with.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so hot and moist and it's just excellent.
I'm surprised that you would go to Cheesecake Factory at first, though. For me, the Cheesecake Factory bread is fine.
I'm talking about like the brown
one. The brown
one.
The white
little,
one is
yeah, the
is
white
trash.
One's whatever.
The,
it's like, why do you even bring that out?
Get that out of here.
But like
man.
The one with like the little seeds.
Yeah,
that,
it's
that
good.
Good.
It's good, but like it's to me, it's not top tier. It's like it's C. Like
what
it's
are
fine
you thinking?
To me. Okay, at first, because the Cheddar Bay biscuits delicious.
They're so good.
I mean, they're so. And again, here's the thing. It's a little unfair. I'm playing against old rules here because I'm gluten free, and this should surprise no one. You guys know yeah. I can eat nothing good, nothing fun anymore.
Nothing
so I feel like
fun.
My opinion doesn't really matter as much. Y'all, the Olive Garden breadsticks. Are they still as good as they used to be?
I still think they're good.
I mean, yeah, I could sit down because I feel like with Cheddar Bay biscuits, you could eat one.
No.
Does anybody eat more than one?
Yeah.
You can eat more than one Cheddar
Bro.
Bay biscuit. I feel like after one, that's your whole meal.
Oh.
I would leave that place feeling like stuff. Now, when it comes to the Olive Garden bread, like, yo, I could devour. Mm. I could eat a whole, for some reason, probably because they're mostly air. They're not that thick,
yeah.
you know what I mean? I could sit down, eat a whole basket of those breadsticks, and then literally, like, I could probably order another order. They come back, like, you want more? I'm like, this, and it's unlimited, too. They come back, and they're like, yo.
Well, I can do that with the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Yeah,
like, so.
I can eat all day. For me, I think when I think about like the whole experience, I think I'm gonna go Olive Garden, which
well,
I'm even kind of surprised at myself that I say that.
Cheddarless bread
is there?
Couldn't be
don't
me.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't feel good about it, but if I think through it, I mean, I'm not gonna argue that.
That's your truth.
Cheddar Bay is delicious. All right, which one? Okay, argue that with us. Dumb debate this morning. Of all the free breads, you go to the restaurant, you sit down. Only one can survive, but like, what is the one? Is anybody want to argue that? Because I would say those are the two superior for sure. Anybody want to debate that? Like, you know, it's not going to be either Olive Garden or Cheddar Bay biscuits. I don't think there's a far superior between those two. Lindsay is in Annapolis. Lindsay, who's got the best free bread?
Honestly, I think it's a tie between Outback Texas Roadhouse and Olive Garden.
Three-way tie. Yo, that's serious. Yeah, I forgot about Outback. And okay, to be fair, it's been a second since I've had Outback's bread. Remind us of the deliciousness.
So it is one of those brown breads.
It's brown.
I honestly think it's a better version of the Cheesecake Factory bread.
Fighting words, man. The fighting words. It's like. Is it a big one though? It's like a big roll. Am I correct with that one? It's more like a loaf. It's like a loaf.
Yeah. It's like a skinny loaf. I'd say it's big enough for probably four or five people.
Who? Only one can survive though. Which one survives? You only get one bread for the rest of your life. Which one are you going with?
I'm a huge garlic fan, so I've got to go with Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, baby. It's solid. It's solid. Char, I'm telling you. There's something, even though they're not that great, y'all, I understand. Like, it's not, there's just something really.
No, it's
really,
solid bread.
It's a solid free bread.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to leave disappointed, that's for sure. All right, we love it. Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bonnie in Essex, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
We're good. We're in stupid debate this morning, but like the best free bread, who's got it?
Oh, hands down, Texas Roadhouse. You cannot beat them.
Why?
So good. Because the bread is just so soft and squishy, and it's always so warm, and then that cinnamon butter, oh my God, it's amazing.
It's the butter.
I love it.
Yeah, it's for sure the butter. I honestly, it's been a second since I've been at Texas Roadhouse. I don't remember the bread being that great, but you're right, the butter really does take it over the top. I mean, it really is like it makes it something a magical experience. But okay, but you're gonna take it over a Cheddar Bay biscuit though, or an Olive Garden breadstick? Because
Definitely. I feel like those Cheddar Bay biscuits and those breadsticks are a little dry sometimes. But when you put that butter on those rolls, so good.
Shall you hear that?
Can't relate. You never experienced that. Never seen that.
Dang.
Sorry,
man.
Charlotte.
Ooh, all right.
Couldn't be me.
Gonna be a fight up here. All right, Bonnie, have a great day. Appreciate you.
You too. Bye. Have all a right. good one.
Yeah, you too. I like Bonnie. Okay. That concludes our dumb debate for today. If someone says they're gonna Venmo you, how long do they have to actually do that? Like, what's the appropriate time on that? Because I feel like once you say it, like the clock's a ticking, right?
24 hours?
Is it 24 for you?
I don't know.
Man, I went to dinner with a friend last night and she had forgotten her card, and so I was like, well, I got you. She's like, I'll Venmo you.
Yeah.
Typically, like, that's fine. I don't have a problem. But especially like in a dinner situation, when you say I'll Venmo you, like that means let me grab my Venmo and like I'll pay you right here. Maybe like you wait till you get to your car. Like for me, when someone says they're I'll Venmo you, like you got max 5 hours.
Five is wild.
Like that's especially in a dinner situation. Like we just had dinner. Like no other place in the world is gonna let you like take that long. So this morning I woke up and I didn't have any payment for it, and I was kind of pissed about that because I was like, bro, like you said you were gonna pay me.
I don't think you can get pissed before 24 hours.
Well, I sent her a text. I'm like, hey, don't forget to pay me. And she literally responded back just a couple of seconds ago. She goes, I got you. You didn't need to send that text. I said I'd send it. And she paid me.
Oh, she was mad.
She's mad.
She's actually mad.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. So let's
I don't think she's fair to be mad, though.
Let's put some kind of like social standard on this. All right. So like if you say you're going to Venmo somebody, what do we feel like the comfortable norm should be, the expectation should be, before you can like kind of either ask for a follow-up or start to get pissed about it? Like for you, it's 24 hours?
Yeah, for me, 24 hours is fine. I mean, it also depends on the person. Like if I know they're good for their money, if we previously discussed and they're like, I got you Friday when I get paid, you know, there's factors. But generally, I mean, do I appreciate it if the person does it right then and there? Yeah. But also I know like sometimes there's not service at the restaurant, or like there are other factors sometimes.
Sure. But you'll wait 24 hours for something like that? Like I would never give somebody
like
24
hours. 24 hours later, like that's when I'll send my follow-up text, be like, hey, just don't forget.
Yeah.
So I probably would have given to like about the same time the next day, but I think you were super valid to ask. I do think it's weird that she got, I mean, were you being hostile about it?
No, I literally just said, I was like, hey, just don't forget to pay me from last night.
Yeah,
that's all
I
said.
I think that's weird that she got defensive about you just sending a reminder. Because it's like, if you don't have the money, like if you have the money, it shouldn't be an issue.
To me, it's like, hey, yo, next morning, like, I don't know. I feel like, to me, 5 hours seems right. And again, I also think it depends on how much money is being loaned, right? Like,
but she might have gone to sleep right after, to be fair.
But this is my money. Like, this is my money that we're talking about at this point. We had $35 on the line here. here. I mean, this is not, you know, a small amount of money we're talking about.
I think 5 hours is more fair if the person's, like, definitely awake during those 5 hours. You feel me? Like, true. If she just passed out and then she just woke up to that immediately, like, I can see why she's like, bro, like, chill. Like,
what? Well, what feels right to you? If we're talking about, like, someone says, hey, I'm going to, and again, you guys may be dealing with this kind of stuff all the time when it comes to, like, hey, you know, I'm going to take your kid here. Like, you owe me for this soccer tournament or like whatever. Let's see if we can get a general consensus this morning on like what if someone says, hey, I'm going to Venmo you or they owe you something through a Venmo or Cash App or Zelle or whatever. What is like the social norm before you can come back and be like, you know, you owe me money or just you can get mad. Either one. I want you to try to guess the answer to this question. I mean, it's arguably an insane answer. What percentage of people do you think are okay meeting somebody romantically at a funeral?
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I wanna know where love is. Oh, with Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah. Welcome to the singles table, everybody. God.
Yeah.
Still doing this segment, y'all. This is one of those things, too, that we plan, and we're like, oh, this would be a fun little segment that we'll do in my short single phase, right?
Real short.
I'm single, so when there's breaking news in the single world, I'll be the one that will bring it to you. Y'all, there is a survey out this morning talking about what percentage of people are comfortable meeting someone at a funeral or death-related place, which, while they're doing surveys like this, I don't know. I'm just the messenger. What would you think the answer is? Like, if I just asked, if I walked up to you on the street and was just like, what, just boom, and you can form, before I give you the answer, you come up with, well, first off, would you be comfortable if a guy came up to you at a funeral and was like, hey, what's up, Shara? What's up, girl? I like that mourning you're doing right now. Some sweet tears. Let me.
Well, if they did it like that, it's not gonna go well. No, I think it depends.
Kisses off
like
your cheek, girl.
Whose funeral? Yeah. Like, if you're like super close to them, like, I think that's like super inappropriate and weird. I guess if it's like a distant, no, this is so inappropriate. Like, I can't even like find a way to justify this. I feel like I'm not knocking anyone that met the love of their life at a funeral if that happened to you, but I don't know how receptive also, I'd be.
To be fair, and it sounds ridiculous, but to be fair, because Charlotte and I are both single, it is hard out there. It is hard out there. I'm never one to turn down an opportunity to meet somebody, right?
So, but it's like, just like, why is that what you're thinking about during a funeral? I think that's what concerns me. It's like, aren't there people who are like into people crying? Like, I'd be worried you're like one of those people.
One of those people.
Yeah.
What do you think the number is? What percentage of people think are comfortable with it?
It's going to be stupidly high, isn't it?
Yeah. But what if I didn't tell you it was stupidly high, what would you think the answer was?
Like 20%.
I would, if you asked me, I would say 5. If you just asked me like just off, I obviously know the answer. If you asked me what percentage do I think of people would be comfortable, I would say 5.
Yeah, I guess I would have said more like 10, 15 before I knew it was high. Yeah.
Here's your answer. And I'm going to break down these different death kind of things, okay?
Oh.
Let's go to meeting somebody at a cemetery, okay?
Oh, that's kind of mysterious.
Okay, so you'd be into that.
Well, that's
you'd
not
be
a right. funeral. I mean, yo, if you're just like both walking around the cemetery, you're like, hey.
No, but you're both there for like probably grieving. A grieving process.
Well, no, there's actually... There's cemeteries that do movie nights and stuff. I'm serious.
61% of Gen Z say they're fine with it. 71% of millennials say they're fine with meeting somebody at a cemetery. 71%.
That's crazy.
71% of millennials are.
And we're talking about like meeting the living, right?
Yeah. Well,
like
I hope.
We're not that desperate, right?
Okay. What about exchanging contact information with somebody at a funeral? 55% of Gen Z said they are okay. 65% of millennials.
That's so weird.
Like, can you imagine?
You trying to mourn with me?
Yo, like, what in the world? Like, what is even your opening line? Okay, what percentage of people say that flirting should be socially acceptable at a funeral?
I hope, like, 0%. I hope.
And like, what is even that flirt? What do you say? 41% of Gen Z say that's okay. 52% of millennials say they're totally down with flirting.
I'm astounded.
I mean,
and horrified.
I think that what it goes to show too is like, it's funny how Gen Z is less accepting of it, because I think millennials are like, listen, we're getting old, man. We got to take it where we can get it, like funeral cemeteries.
No, seriously,
hitting me here or there. All right, I mean, clearly we have to ask the question. I don't expect calls right now, but God, if we get one, you'll make the show today. Is anybody listening right now ever met somebody at a funeral? I don't expect calls. We're not going to expect calls, but anybody listening right now, meet somebody at a funeral. We just want to know how that happened. Like, what was that?
Wait,
I'm sorry. We gotta stop the show for a second. Wait, Mark, you swear the story's true.
Yeah, we were in our 20s. It was a friend from high school, so we were all drinking buddies.
Okay. And what happened? And what's the story here?
She was looking hot, and I just told her she made me stiff like the body in the casket.
Oh, my God.
And that worked?
And then we were drinking at the after party, and then we just hooked up.
Wait, okay, hang
but
on.
What was her reaction to that comment?
Right. You're literally at a funeral, Mike, and you literally first off, whose funeral was this?
It was a friend from high school.
Oh, so a mutual friend of y'all's, and so you thought of all things.
Yeah, we all went to high school together.
Okay, and you thought you should tell her that that you were physically impressed by her, and that line would have been good. And apparently, it worked. What was her response back when you told her that? Because clearly, it worked.
I just got a giant smile, and then we went to the after party, and we were shooting shots, and one thing led to another.
And then you hooked up after the funeral. Does that feel weird to you now, Mike, in hindsight at all? Are you looking back on that like, damn, that's weird?
Yeah, it was weird, but I learned, you know, you can't do that at a funeral.
Wait, why did you learn that, though? Was it not
just as I got older and stopped the drinking.
Yeah, maybe relax on the drinks, maybe before the funeral. Hey, live and learn, right? It's a live and learn kind of situation.
Exactly.
Yo, Mike proves it. Maybe, I guess she wasn't your soulmate, but at least it was a one night kind of situation.
Shout
over
to
at
the rigor mortis pickup line. Yeah. That is quite unique.
There goes Mike. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you, my guy.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.